As the dust begins to settle in the wake of South Africa's recent looting crisis, economists, analysts, and businesses begin to take stock of the damage sustained as a result of the violence. We spoke to both Davi Root, the chief economist at Efficient Group, as well as Annabel Bishop, the chief economist at Investec, about the material impact the recent looting would have on South Africa and its economy. Root describes that while it is hard to predict the economy's direction with accuracy, he says that the numbers are without a doubt cause for concern.
I think the damage to infrastructure and assets and all that is probably going to be in the tens of billions of rands. And I would say more than 100,000, between 100 and 200,000 jobs will be affected. It doesn't mean all those jobs will be lost. Some of these people will, of course, after all, in a couple of weeks' time or months' time, some of these jobs will return. But at least say 150, 200,000 jobs have been affected. The actual damage to infrastructure and everything that goes with that is probably in the tens of billions of rands. Some estimates put it around about 50 billion or so, and that's an estimate that I can agree with. So I guess a good estimate is for damages in a region of about 50 billion rand. Much of that will, of course, be covered by insurance, but I'm afraid especially smaller businesses will not be covered. Many of them simply do not have insurance. The number of businesses that have been affected by this is also in the tens of thousands of businesses, and some estimates put it as high as 40 or even 50,000 businesses that have been affected in one way or the other. Many of those businesses will simply not recover. And South Africa's image as an investment destination has been tainted, and calculating future economic loss is very difficult, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be far in excess of the damage that we can witnessed the past 2 weeks or so. So the real damage to South Africa is the loss of future economic growth. Going forward, what I'm very concerned about is that the reality is that many millions of people are depending on the state for a monthly income, many grant recipients, many civil servants, and we're probably going to add more people with a special grant now. So many millions of people are depending on the state for a monthly income. The reality is that the state simply cannot afford this. And over the next couple of years, in real terms, the income of all that people that are depending on the state for a monthly income will fall. So many people will, in fact, get a reduction in the monthly income over the next couple of years. And inevitably, that will increase the social tension, and that will increase the likelihood of a repeat of what we've seen recently. In fact, I already warned a couple of months ago is that by cutting back on state spending, especially spending on grants and salaries of civil servants, which is simply inevitable, we have to do that. But the cutting back on spending on that will increase social tension in South Africa. That is exactly what has happened, and I believe that's part of the reason why we saw this explosion in looting and everything that goes with that the last 2 weeks in South Africa.
In a similar vein, Bishop submitted figures indicating that Investec has revised its 2021 GDP growth figures down from 4.5% growth to 3.9%. She stipulated that the economy is now at risk of a sharp contraction on the loss of economic activity and confidence in quarter three of 2021. While the extreme damage to infrastructure in a number of areas will also hold negative implications for quarter four of 2021 and likely quarter one of 2022. Regrettably, she informs us that 2021 was on track for an increasingly stronger rebound than initially anticipated, with a 4.5 growth rate forecast at the start of July. But this has now changed as a result of recent riot damage to economic capacity. She explains that it will take a number of quarters to rebuild lost infrastructure, while crops that were also subject to arson attacks will need to be replanted and sentiment will need to recover for businesses to restock and repair. Bishop states that business confidence will fall materially, as will the outlook about the future, which will negatively affect hiring in some areas. Indeed, business confidence in the most recent business confidence index indicated that business confidence rose to 50 in quarter two of 2021. This is the first time it's been at a neutral level in about 7 years. Bishop further highlights that this business confidence was driven by the provinces of KwaZulu-Natal and Western Cape, with businesses in KwaZulu-Natal seeing a phenomenal leap in confidence to 77 from 49. However, she now predicts that this will now fall to a depressed territory in quarter 3 of 2021, possibly even into the 20s range, showing a very sharp negative impact to profitability. While it's impossible to predict the future, this is what the economists in South Africa are predicting for the rest of 2021 and the beginning of 2022. This is an ongoing story. For Multimedia Live, I've been Paige Muller.